Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, we'll talk with Chuck Miller, licensed physical therapist with Jet Physical Therapy in Wildman, about October being National Physical Therapy Month and the services they provide. Looking at the month of October, physical therapy coming together here is a recognition. What kinds of services are offered, and who are the types of people that may take part in those services?
Yeah, so physical therapy is something that is pretty much for people of any age. Patients in our clinic from, you know, preschool, toddler age, up to people in their 90s. So most of the time in our clinic, we see a lot of patients with orthopedic injuries or conditions, but we see a handful of other things as well. So things like vertigo or other maybe kind of balance deficits, or most of the time when people come in here, it's because they have something bothering them from a pain standpoint or some kind of activity or something that they can't do as well as they want to do.
What leads people to you? What's kind of the process that ends with them becoming a patient at JET?
One way is obviously to see their doctor, whether that's their primary care physician or if they happen to see an orthopedic specialist or whoever it might be. They can give the patient a referral for physical therapy, and sometimes the referral is specific as far as what the doctor wants to have therapists do, and other times it's a little bit more open-ended and it's up to us as a therapist. There can be an avenue towards physical therapy would be basically what we would call direct access. If their insurance is approved for insurance to have them come without a doctor referral, they can do that as well. And they can just call a clinic, our clinic or Washington Clinic or wherever, and just ask to have a therapy clinic or therapy appointment set up. But that varies depending on somebody's health care coverage.
What is that first consultation like, conversation with a client?
Generally, we're kind of interested in what's kind of going on, how long it's been going on. Maybe there was a certain injury or a mechanism of injury. We're kind of getting to know the patient and then kind of getting a background on their symptoms as well. That's probably the most important thing that we can do as a therapist to kind of get the patient back on track, is listening to them. A lot of times just from interviewing the patient, we can kind of direct our treatment and our exam after that. So then we do some physical exams, so we might do some strength testing or some flexibility or range of motion testing, maybe some balance testing. That leads us to prescription of certain movements, exercises, those kinds of things that we have the patient do at home. There are times, too, where we do more hands-on treatment with the patient that first time, too, to kind of start the process of recovery going. So
now, I know each session is tailored to the individual, but can you give us maybe some typical things that during a session, both, I guess, exercises, activities, length of session, some things that people might encounter as far as those are concerned?
Typically, a session that we see patients for here at JET is around 40 minutes. We're kind of checking in with the patient if it's somebody that's coming back after their first visit, kind of seeing how they felt or how they responded. You know, if there are certain exercises we've given them, maybe they're too easy by now. We need to kind of challenge them a little bit more, kind of reviewing what they have been doing and maybe what we can do going forward. We also do different things as far as hands-on treatment, so soft tissue massage or mobilization or joint mobilizations to kind of help improve mobility and range of motion. But then we're also working on some strengthening or motor control or stabilization kinds of activities too. There are other things that we also incorporate to our treatment plan. So dry needling is something we might use, some other instruments that we might use to help decrease muscle tone or spasm that we'd also use as well. Generally, and as we wrap up each session, we're kind of reviewing what they should be doing on their own as well.
You had touched on this briefly earlier, but just to wrap up our conversation here today, who are the types of people who would benefit or can utilize physical therapy?
I think there's maybe a misconception that, you know, physical therapy is just for people that have surgery or just for athletes or kind of a limited window of people. But I think in general, we all have some, at some point in time, we all have some aches and pains or you know, as we get older, we start maybe, you know, having trouble more with balance or stability or being as active as we'd like to be. So I think even just kind of a check-in with a therapist every now and then is kind of can be a valuable thing for patients to seek out.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Chuck Miller, licensed physical therapist with Jet Physical Therapy in Wellman, talking about October as National Physical Therapy Month and the services they provide. You can find this program online at kciiradio.com. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.